Intermission. Yeah, intermission.
This is Bridget from Housewife, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
The radio show that helps you relax and unwind after a busy day. Ah! Raccoon Radio Show with Gino Alash. Hard rock and heavy metal. Every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Stay heavy.
Hi, I'm Brittany.
Hi, I'm Helena.
And we're Nice on the Band.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Telephone Aid Line Kingston is a volunteer-based support service offering confidential, anonymous, and non-judgmental listening support to the Kingston community. If you think you can benefit from talking to one of our volunteers, our phone lines are open every day from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. Just call 613-544-1771. That's 613-544-1771.
You can't handle me. Hold up. Ain't you Nathaniel B?
What is that?
Get the
Tune in at Wednesdays at 2 p.m. from the program. I, your host Nate, will go over a variety of different genres and themes. I sometimes call my friends and do dumb stuff, and if you guys like dumb stuff, you're gonna love my show. So yeah, Wednesdays, 2, be there.
Hey, my name's Nolan Hubbard, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
What is that? Is that?
I don't know what this is.
Is that
but,
a bongo?
Maybe.
A conga drum?
Something like that.
We have one of those in studio somewhere. Yeah, it's somewhere. I should find that.
We should.
Yes, we should.
And have a little drum
circle. A two-person drum circle.
A drum duo.
Yeah. It has been decided. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
We're your bongo congo drum freaks this morning on Indie Wake Up Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest show on earth.
Yes, and yes, and Kingston.
Agree with me now.
Yes, okay, yes, 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 indeed.
Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, it's 9 o'clock. We got an hour to go.
Yeah.
God help us all. It's April Fool's Day, though.
It is April Fool's. We're fools for you.
That's right. Don't forget, technically, April Fool's ends at noon.
It's
supposed to be a morning-only thing. If you try to prank someone after 12, then you are the one who is the fool.
Really?
Apparently.
Really?
Or maybe that was just something my parents said to, like, get us off their back.
Yeah.
You know this ends at noon, right? You know, that kind of thing.
Okay, maybe. Maybe they did that to you.
I don't know. What was the best prank? Did you ever pull any pranks on your parents? Pull some parent pranks?
I would not dare. No.
Oh, ours were great.
Never. I would never dare pull a prank on my mom. Never.
I rigged up this elaborate like wire and pulley system so that when my parents would open my bedroom door, a teddy bear on a coat hanger would fly at their face.
For real?
Give him a heart attack. It was great.
For real? You did that?
I was very industrious as a child.
Oh my goodness. I don't understand. I don't know. Some people have these interesting.
I mean, what about saran wrap on the toilet seat? And then you hear your dad in the morning. First thing in the morning. What's going on?
Like, do you want a death wish? Basically. exactly. Death wish if I'd done anything like that to my mom. No way.
Really?
Caribbean mom? No way. No way.
I guess so.
No, you cannot. You cannot.
Oh, there's still time. There's still time. Lucky for you guys, we're not going to pull any on-air pranks. We're gonna put that to bed.
Yeah.
I don't want to get arrested. I don't want that to happen.
No, I don't want to, like, and then... If you get arrested, like, who are you going to call?
Right?
Who's going to be
you? You're my lawyer.
I'm going to be your phone call?
You're going to bail me out of jail.
I'm going to bail you out?
Yeah. And then they've got that thing where I'd have to, like, live with you. You'd be, like, responsible for me. Oh, like,
surety, I think. I'll be responsible. You have to stay with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wear an ankle bracelet. I would just, like, hang out in your living room and track pants and eat Fruit Loops and watch soap operas.
I got to bring Fruit Loops for you.
You don't have them already? Good no. God. It's 9 o'clock. It's time to talk about events. Wednesday is hump day, and the weekend's coming up. It's a long weekend, and we want to find some stuff that is going on in and around Kingston, Ontario, so that you don't be like me. Don't be lazy and sit on the couch all weekend. There's stuff happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's happening?
Yeah.
Babes are happening.
Babes are happening.
Babes, babes, babes. Simone, babes, babes, babes. Burlesque and drag show is happening this weekend. It's Something in the Water Brewery. It's happening on Sunday, the Lord's Day, April 5th, from 7 p.m. Sorry, doors at 7, show at 7:30. It's going to be a good time.
Always something happening at Something in the Water.
Definitely. Yeah, I like that place a lot. Plus, it's a long weekend, so you don't have to get up early on Monday. Mm. Go check out a burlesque show, get a beer, meet some people.
Yeah.
Babes.
Okay.
What do you got, Simone?
I got April 2nd, which is tomorrow.
Yep.
And it's a live music event that is also a free event. It's called Women in Jazz.
Oh, very cool.
Women in Jazz featuring Allison O. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing your last name, Allison. Hopefully that is the right way. And she is a Juno Award-winning composer and saxophonist.
Nice.
I think I'm saying that right. Saxophonist. This will be at the RCHA Club at 7 p.m. tomorrow.
Nice.
And she's going to be joined by a bunch of other women. Let's see, Chantel Thompson.
Oh, Natalie, I love her. She's awesome.
Natalie Cran.
Nice.
Jared Baxted Cran. Dave Baxted on guitar and Rich Bernard on drums.
Cool.
So those are the concert will feature those people.
Nice. If Chantel is listening, I'm trying to get her on the show one of these days. She's awesome. She's hilarious. Yeah, she's great. Very talented. Yeah. So get out to see that. Speaking of Juno award-winning musicians, this one's not this weekend. It's April 17th, but I wanted to give it an early shout-out. Lynn Miles is coming to town. She's a Juno award-winning singer-songwriter, and she's playing a benefit concert for the Crossroads United Church cabin community project. You know those tiny homes that are being built?
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it's a fundraiser for those. It's going to be at the Hotel Wolf Island. And again, that's Friday, April 17th at 7 p.m. Lynn Miles coming to town. Don't want to miss it.
Right on.
Yeah. But thinking again to this weekend, do we have anything else, Simone?
Let's see. Let's take a look here.
I want you to say this one because I want to hear you pronounce his name.
Okay. Let's see if I can see with my specs here. Old Man Leduc.
Close.
Leduc.
Ledecky.
Oh, Ledecky.
Yeah, Old Man Ledecky.
Old Man Ledecky. It is, in-person event at the Broom Factory.
Woo!
$20.
Yep.
And it's from 7:30 p.m. to 10.
And it's tomorrow night. He's excellent. He's a top banjo player. I know that Annie Clifford from the Gertrudes, I think she said that he taught her how to play banjo.
Oh.
And she's someone else I'm trying to get on the show, mainly because I think instead of bed music, we should just have a live banjo plucker in the corner. Like, don't talk. Don't look at us in the eye.
Just play.
Yeah. We'll throw our scraps at her. Yeah. But yeah, check out Old Man Ledecky at the Broom Factory tomorrow night. And what else we got going on? We got a free show at the Merchant Tap House on Friday night, April 3rd. Starts at 10:30 for you night owls. Dutch Baby are playing, featuring Althea. Dutch Baby, of course, is excellent. I've heard them a few times.
Yeah.
They're great.
They're great.
If you want to party it up, you want to whoop it up with the young folk at the Merchant on a Friday night, check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen any shows at the Merchant? It's fun.
No.
It's packed.
I haven't.
It's wall to wall, shoulder to shoulder.
The Merchant. No.
That's the pub on very lower Princess, like by the Holiday Inn.
Oh, okay.
That's also near El Gringo Tacos, which is celebrating their opening their dining room this weekend.
I'm excited for that, eh?
I'm very excited. I love El Gringo. That's I won't say hole in the wall because it makes it sound bad, but it was the place where you would just walk in an alleyway by the Wolf Island Ferry and like go to the window, tell them your order, and then you just hang out on the curb.
Yes, you told me about that in summertime. Yeah.
Yeah, so they're finally opening up like a restaurant this weekend.
Yeah.
So check out El Gringo Tacos.
El Gringo.
I think you need to book in advance.
Oh.
It's going to be a big deal.
A big deal.
I love their tacos. Mm-hmm. Try the churros.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's all I got for events. I got to say babes on the air, so I'm good. I'm good. I could just go home right now.
Yeah?
if only we didn't have another hour to go.
Right on.
You, any other events?
Okay, let's take a look here. And we've got it's called Eggstreme Easter Fun at the museum. The Canadian Museum of Healthcare and Murnie Tower Museum are inviting families to visit on Saturday, April 4th between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. for the fourth annual Eggstreme Easter Fun at the museum.
Cool.
Yeah.
Find some eggs. Right on.
Yeah.
Can I trouble you for an egg in these trying times?
You can.
Excellent.
I'll allow it.
Settled. Good. It's 10 after 9. We're going to get back to the tunes. And then after we get back, Simone wants talk nerd stuff.
I guess.
Someone wants to talk about Deathstalker.
I do.
She hasn't stopped yapping about it all day.
I have?
Yeah. You have.
I haven't.
But in the meantime, new stuff from Cat Clyde. This one is called Where Is My Love?
Ooh.
Right here.
On CFRC 101.9 FM.
Son, on your first day of school, I'd like to pass along the words of advice my father gave me. Homer, you're dumb as a mule and twice as ugly. If a strange man offers you a ride, I say take it. Lousy, traumatic childhood.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
You better find yourself another fool.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You talk him round just like a dirty mule.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That mule is stubborn. Because he's gone, he won't be back again. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Hi, I'm Guy Madden. You're listening to CFRC 101.9, and I am down with you.
Just want recognition. I wrote the fairy tale on a midnight drive, wanting to know if I'm more than alive. I torch the fields again and kill an honest man. Now I understand Mother Nature. Watch me running headfirst into the forest. It's like the lights are off, but somebody's home. I'm like that tourniquet round the sun. Turn of seven reds into neon. You see the difference when it's done. But I understand your hesitation. Take a walk with me down Billionaire's Road. Trying to keep our balance over zero. We'll write a fairy tale for the rest of our lives. Throwing the trash away one more time. Holding on to love like a stone. Tomorrow. Covenant of the heart, you know it's turbulent from the start. But I understand it's not your nature. But you need a friend to take you home.
We've got to go get me cube. We've got to go to Bendigo to get me green cube. We're going to go to Bendigo, Morty.
Okay, so you're heartbroken. You sit around. About time? Well, before you do anything rash, well, dig this.
It may be factor, may be cruel.
Swell, even.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And it's Indie Morning Wake Up on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yes.
Happy April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I pity the fool. We just heard Everybody Plays the Fool.
Love that.
Yeah.
Never gets old. Love
Excuse
that.
Me. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Got coffee.
Got a coffee.
Coffee burp.
Yep.
Good God. That's my prank. That was The Chosen Few. Classic good oldie. Not bad. We also had brand new stuff from MGMT, Kings of the Hipsters with Mother Nature. We had Laverne Baker with, what does that say?
It says, Laverne Baker, you'd better find yourself another fool.
Nice. A lot of fool songs today.
Yeah, find somebody else.
Find someone else. My name's Jeff Nenner. I'm available. We also heard Cat Clyde with...
Where is my love?
The new stuff.
Yeah.
We like to play the new stuff. We like to play the old stuff.
Yeah, roll it all together.
We're here for you, people.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's 9:30. This segment we like to dedicate to nerd news because, you know, I'm a nerd.
Yeah, he's a nerd.
What else can be said?
Yeah.
My social life is on the couch. I like it a lot. We're getting out of TV watching season, though. Like, spring is happening.
It is happening.
I
saw a gray squirrel outside.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so not quite golden, but on our way.
It's coming.
Yeah.
We've got to find the golden squirrels. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I try to, like, not watch too much. You know, I try not to overdo it in the summer, spring. I don't want to waste. Like, we've had such a crumb winter.
I know.
That I don't want to, like, you know, when in the winter, it makes sense. You get home in February, it's pitch black, and it's storming out, so you throw on the projector and watch nonsense.
So you think you're going to kind of come out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might even get a gym membership. I don't know.
Yeah.
Thinking about it.
Okay.
Midlife crisis, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You and me both.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I don't have friends. I got family.
Yeah! All right, we're going to get schlockier on this show and play Vin Diesel clips. That's because Chance is in the building, and I like talking about
April
Vin
Fools.
Diesel with Chance. I don't know.
Dude, stop thinking Prague Police and start thinking PlayStation.
That's so dumb. Enough of that. On to the nerd news. First and foremost, we have one celebrity birthday to talk about today.
Okay.
Now, this is an actual celebrity that's better than everybody.
Really?
Not just like, I'm not just saying it.
No?
Troy Baker turns 50 years old today.
Okay, so where do we know Troy from?
You would not probably know him to see him, but you would know him to hear him, because Troy Baker is one of the most, like, prevalent video game voice actors, like, ever.
Yeah.
He's been in a ton. We're talking Uncharted, Bioshock. He played Joel in The Last of Us. He was in Batman Arkham Knights back in the day. He was in Clair Obscur, Expedition 33, which I'm still playing through, and it's excellent.
Oh.
So this guy, he played Indiana Jones in the Indiana Jones and the Golden Circle, and his impression of Harrison Ford, bang
spot on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. So happy 50th birthday
happy
to
birthday.
Troy Baker.
Troy Baker.
Yeah.
Bringing it.
Absolutely. AI is not going to take that guy's job.
Yeah.
Better
Speaking
not.
Speaking of AI.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The video game industry is very worried.
Right.
Because it just got announced in a study that like AAA games, which are like the top of the heap, like the big budget tentpole video games, might start costing minimum $300 million to produce.
Minimum?
Minimum.
Just to start, you have to have $300 million?
Some of these games cost like $1 billion. I think Cyberpunk was a $1 billion video game.
How do you even come up with that kind of money? Like, just like finding sponsors and...
Yeah, I mean, the return on it is like, you know, Grand Theft Auto 6 coming out this year is going to be $1 billion game, but it's going to make...
But a top-tier one.
Top-tier one.
Okay.
So that's the worry, though, is that these big... Like these big studios that are all very corporately owned are gonna like be turning to AI to save money. AI voice actors, AI animation. There's like, this has been a bad year for layoffs in the video game industry.
I think
Epic Games just laid off a whole bunch of people, like 1,000 employees.
Wow.
So I don't know, it's weird.
Yeah.
You were over to the Nerd Cave not long ago.
I was, yeah. I did venture in.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
I ventured
smell,
in. I
you
did,
get to smell what I smell.
I did partake.
Yeah, and so we played some, like, little indie games,
yes.
Which I think is where a lot of the industry is going to go.
Okay, a lot of it from people who just doing their own little thing.
For passion projects.
Yeah.
Like that Silk Song game, he plays the spider person.
That was cool. That
was
fun. It was very cute.
Yeah.
Very sweet and interesting.
Two guys from, I think, Sweden. Made that over like 7 years, and then when they sold it, they just became millionaires.
Yeah, so I like that one. The duck one was a cute one.
Yeah,
and
Untitled
Goose Game. You were right to let me play that one first, because that was kind of easy win a little bit.
Right.
And then the spider one was kind of like in the middle, and then the last one just like took my, just giving me a full-on panic attack. Just a series of panic attacks.
Astrobot, the game for children?
That one, I'm like, oh my goodness, I can't breathe. I'm so nervous.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I don't know if I can make the jump.
That was a fun
game.
I don't
know if I can make these jumps. It was too much for me.
Astrobot would be considered a AAA game. I think Sony made that specifically as a launch title for the PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah. So I think
I just felt like my life is like, I don't know.
We got to get back. We got to get you back in the saddle and play that one.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And then one last bit of video game news. Slay the Spire 2, which has been a long awaited kind of like a card strategy game. It came out and made like $90 million in its first day.
Really?
So another small development team, independently produced, millionaires.
And so when it makes money, like, is it that you pay to play it?
Yeah, like you have to buy it from an online store.
Just like from a store. Like how much would that be?
Oh, that game's probably like 20, 30 bucks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would pay like 30 or 40, maybe 50 bucks for that one because it's very
addictive. And then you have it forever?
And you have it forever.
Okay.
Yeah, so like kudos to those guys for like making
bank.
But
what if they do they ever do like upgrades or something or add new things to the game?
Add-ons, updates, yeah.
So do those cost money?
Most of them are free. Some of them, like Call of Duty, like games like that, like online multiplayer games, you might have to pay for updates.
Okay.
But a lot of games, they're free. A lot of times, it's just to fix bugs that are in the game or glitches. So, like, I'll turn on my PlayStation, and then random games will just download updates, like, automatically.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, these game... businesses,
I like this.
They just make money one time, or like how do they make? They just make that one purchase and that's it.
Yeah. So there's other things where, again, like Grand Theft Auto is a good example because, like, it released once and it made a ton of money once, but then they kept making money because they had an online component. And so a lot of video game studios will sell like fun bucks. You can pay real world dollars for in-game currency and buy cosmetic updates, dance moves, clothes, weapons, guns.
Okay.
And so I know people that spend a lot of money in, like, again, Grand Theft Auto
online. Okay, so it's kind of like upselling, like different, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like Fortnite is a good example. It's an online multiplayer game that a lot of people play, a lot of kids play, and it's free to download and free to play, but they make all their money by selling you cosmetics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And So that's where the whole loot box controversy comes in. But you can listen to our show last week where we talked about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's an interesting industry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nothing beats Pong, though.
Yeah.
Never beat Pong. Well, next time you come over, we'll be playing Pong.
Pong. Okay. Yeah.
Speaking of video game news, though, the current season, or sorry, the next season of HBO's The Last of Us is
filming. Which you told me is very emotional.
It's dark. It's very good. Yeah. Personally, I think the games are better than the show. The show's wonderful, but the game hits you hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You so talked about tears also.
Oh, God,
like maybe
yeah.
possible tears.
I get upset.
Yeah.
Last of Us 2. Yeah.
Oh, emotionally just distraught.
Excellent. Well written, good characters. I think because you're playing the game, you're more immersed because you're actually controlling what they do.
Okay.
And again, it's longer.
What? I believe you with the emotional thing, and I wouldn't have thought that unless I played, because I played that game.
You got really emotional with Goose Game.
With the third game.
Astrobot.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, emotional.
Oh, yeah.
I really felt it.
But that was stress.
That was nerves, right?
It's sweat on the controller.
This is something else.
Like an emotional gut punch.
Mm.
Yeah, so the last of the season 3 is filming. It's coming out on HBO. It might be the last season. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Play the game, though. Troy Baker's in that game.
Okay.
Fantastic. We've got some movie news. The Supergirl. Supergirl trailer came out yesterday. I haven't seen it yet. You see it?
Yes, I saw the trailer.
What'd you think?
I don't know. I thought it was okay. I recognize the dog.
Yeah.
There's the dog from the Superman, the newest Superman.
Yeah.
So there's a dog, and I don't know.
The goofier.
I thought the girl looked interesting. She had a very interesting look to her. So yeah. Why not?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm down. It's a popcorn flick, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. Mm. Mortal Kombat 2 comes out in the beginning of May. The projections are saying it's on track to make $40 to $50 million. The first one came out during the pandemic. It only made $20 million, but it was still a big hit, big popular.
Yeah.
So they're making the sequel.
You're excited for this one, right? I think you have been.
Very excited.
Is there a character that has like metal arms or something?
Yeah, Jax.
Jax.
He lost his arms and he got Sub-Zero, froze his arms and snapped them off.
Oh my goodness.
And so he got these robot arms.
Robot arms.
And then when he got his like super interdimensional powers, his robot arms got buffer and bigger.
Oh.
He smashed a dude's head with it. Yeah. Thank you for asking.
Okay.
Very excited.
You're welcome.
I'm just excited because I'm 40 years old, and back in the 90s, Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter were all the rage, and we're getting a Mortal Kombat and a Street Fighter movie this summer.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Big deal.
So we're going to have a pop and chip party. We're going to have a sleepover. We stay up till 10 p.m. and watch Goosebumps.
And did you talk about the movie you really enjoyed that you saw recently with Ryan Gosling?
I did see Project Hail Mary.
Yeah.
Excellent flick.
Yeah.
It's the way Hollywood blockbusters should be.
And would you see it again?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. Mm-hmm. Yes. It was, fun.
Why do you think it's the kind of movie we actually deserve and need?
Well, a lot of reasons. One, it's fun. It's escapism. See, whenever terrible things are happening in the world, escapist movies become like all the rage. Like in the 1970s, things were terrible. Vietnam War, gas crisis, Cold War.
Mm.
Star Wars comes out. Massive hit. Indiana Jones, Jaws come out. They're massive hits because people want to like...
just get away.
They just want to get away. So I think this was like that... even though it's about the world ending, it's still a lot of fun. I say it's like Interstellar, but funnier.
Okay.
So I think those movies are going to do really well because it's just... yeah, you can turn your brain off and just watch handsome Gosling and his alien buddies solving problems and saving their arses. Speaking of pure escapism, the Masters of the Universe full trailer came out.
Yeah.
I don't know how to think about that. It's fine.
You think it's fine?
Not excited
about it? Like,
I don't
know. He-Man. It's He-Man.
It is He-Man, but it's not going to be as good as the OG one from the 80s with Frank Langella. So good.
Yeah.
They almost lit a school. They did light a school on fire by accident when they filmed that movie.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. I'll show you the clip when we get back to the music.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. that's pretty much all I have for news. And then I'm really excited for the Deathstalker remake that comes out on Shudder tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because we were watching. I was forcing
you. Showing me the puppetry and.
The pig man.
The puppetry.
The Deathstalker. See, where would you be without this show?
I know.
You wouldn't know about Deathstalker.
I wouldn't know anything.
My goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
And the Ugly Stepsister on Shudder. Check that out if you want to upchuck your breakfast. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Happy April Fool's Day.
Happy April Fools.
We're going to get back to the tunes, and we're going to come back to play more Vin Diesel clips and other things.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, though, we got a new one from Icelandic supergroup. What is that? Daddy Fryer?
Yeah.
Did you call it that? This one's called Hot Damn. Right here.
On CFRC.
Yeah.
C So it's late at night, and I'm ready for a night to forget. Lit a candlelight, then I see a message in the group chat. I kinda had a date with my bed tonight. I'm all tucked in and I'm feeling alright. In a taxi, I ask the driver to play some Prodigy. I wasn't feeling it, so I'm faking it till I make it.
Connie Calder, and you're one of the fabulous listeners to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
This smile I'm wearing has my friends believing that I haven't been grieving, 'cause you set me free. I got everyone convinced that I don't need you. Everybody fooled but me. Yes, but at night when I'm alone with just my memory, that's when my misery starts showing through. When there's no one to see I've cried, then I forget my foolish pride. Yes, and that's when I break down and cry for you. I'm not missing all the sweet, sweet kissing that there used to be. Nobody, not even you, knows how I'm hurting, 'cause I've got everybody fooled but me. Yes, but at night when I'm alone with just my memory, that's when my misery starts showing through. There's no one to see I've cried, then I forget my foolish pride. Yes, and that's when I break down and cry for you.
I've got everybody fooled but me.
here's the order of deportations. First, you'll be rounding up your tired, then your poor, then your huddled masses yearning to breathe free.
Breathers. Got it.
Daddy's best girl in the world is not supposed to have a boyfriend, but she's never wanted at home. Other girls are allowed to wear their makeup. She sneaks out a lipstick powder and comb. She surrounds his name with hearts and flowers, talks on the telephone for hours and hours with a bun in his hand. Do on a string the words of love, have an imitation ring. I suppose that you're going to stay all night. Don't look at me that way, you know it isn't right. Mother just gives her some pills to chew and says, go and use your imagination. Daddy's best girl in the world says, just look what I got as she sits beside him on the high stools. With his arm around her neck, snowball in one hand and the other full of imitation jewels. She fingers a string of an imitation, but he'll never know it. Imitation lashes flutter above, looking for an imitation of love. You, little fool, I suppose that you're going to stay all night. You, little fool, so look at me.
And this is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
Baby, you're just in motion for my emotions, crashing my deepest crush. When the lights dim down, buzzing in slow motion, I like the way we touch. Yeah, the watch on your wrist says that any minute we'll start making love. When the lights dim down, buzzing in the distance, I'll never get enough of the way we touch. The way we touch. The way we touch. The way we, the way we. Sweat drips down from the rim of the drink to the glass on the tabletop. Your gaze on like oh my heart echoes, will the tension drop? The watch on your wrist says that in a minute we'll start doing stuff. And the lights dim down, buzzing in the distance, I'll never get enough. Oh, baby, I'm rationalizing against all the signs of my body.
That's the spirit.
Yeah.
That's the good stuff on CFRC 101.9
FM.
Check us out at CFRC.ca. If you want to check out previous episodes.
Yeah, you can just listen to our banter and our hijinks.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
How about that?
There
yeah.
you go.
Check it out. And it's an interesting time of year because a lot of the students are bouncing out of town. So there might be some vacancies for new shows. So if you're a listener and you want to get involved, you think you could do this better than us, I dare you. Mm-hmm. Check it out. Yeah. What, are your headphones not working?
Yeah.
What's going on?
With us all you're banging about.
Man, this place is falling apart. Who's in charge here? Good gravy. What did we learn today that we didn't know yesterday or that we didn't know this morning, Simone? What did you learn today?
You've learned a lot today. You called it Death Buster?
Death Stalker.
Oh, Death Stalker.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is such a thing, and there's a lot of puppetry involved.
There's 4 Death Stalker movies from the 80s. They get progressively worse. They start terrible.
Yeah.
But they're so much fun. So we got the Death Stalker remake coming out.
Yes, I learned that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. What else did we learn today? I learned that there's a burlesque and drag show Sunday night at Something in the Water. Babes, mm-hmm. Babes, Babes.
Yeah.
And you can't keep me away from
can't
that.
Can't keep you away.
And to then lock me up.
Next day is Women in Jazz.
Women in Jazz at the
Women
RCHA.
In Jazz at RCHA, yeah.
Friend of the show, Chantel Thompson.
And it's a free event.
Yes. Can't beat that. Yeah. What else did we learn today? I don't know. Did we learn that there's a spider living in the studio? What are we going to name it?
Fred?
Finn.
Finn?
We're going to name him Vin.
Oh, Vin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I guess so. I'll allow it.
He looked a little
swole. He looked a little swole.
Little spider push-ups in the morning. Yeah. And I came in early and he's like, oh, no. I got a towel
swole
off.
Swole and confident.
Yeah. That's right. Only the best at CFRC.
Oh, my goodness.
I hear you. It's 10 to 10. After us is The Mood with May, so keep it locked and ready to rock.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you guys have a great long weekend.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch the heck out of the Ten Commandments.
Yeah. It's gonna be good.
It's a good movie.
It's epic. It's huge.
It's my favorite Edward G. Robinson movie.
Big budget.
Charlton Heston.
Yeah, can't go wrong.
I do love. Did you ever see Mel Brooks' History of the World Part 1?
No.
He's Moses on the mound and he's got 3 stone tablets and he's like,
oh, he's got 3?
He's got, God has handed me down these 15 commandments, and he drops one and it shatters. 10 commandments.
Oh my.
It's awesome.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is awesome.
Yeah. I'm glad you like it.
Thank you. Well, we're going to play ourselves out. That last set, we had brand new stuff from Charlotte Cardin with The Way We Touch. Also in there, Elvis Costello with You Little Fool. We had I've Got Everybody Fooled.
But me
by the late, great Jerry Reed. And we opened it up with Duddy Fryer from Iceland with Hot Damn. So we're going to play ourselves out. What do we got coming up next? We've got new stuff from Ashley Monroe with I Hate Nashville.
Oh, sorry to everyone in Nashville.
I guess, yeah. I hear it's nice. We're going to hear the Helicopters out of, I think, Sweden with their new one, Toys and Flavors. Is that right?
Yeah, you got that.
They didn't spell it with a U. It confused me. Mm-hmm. And then if we get to it, we got some Metronomy with She Wants.
She Wants. She Wants What She Wants.
She Wants What She Wants. I want some maple syrup from Old Farm Fine Foods.
Ooh, I got some.
All right. Happy Easter, everybody.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
I've got a special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast and do as your mom and pa tell you, because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie, and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos. It's a dream.
Tree. Hey, this is
Sons
of
Rick.
And you're listening to
CFRC
101.9
FM.
Are you looking for community, connection, and killer harmonies? Spectrum Voices is a non-audition 2S LGBTQ+ and allied choir. Join rehearsals in the music room, that's B219, in Duncan MacArthur Hall on Saturdays from 10:45 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. All experience levels are welcome. You can connect with the choir at linktree.com/spectrumvoices. We look forward to singing with you.
Hi, I'm